Hi, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the New in Real Estate podcast. Now, before I begin this episode, I am excited to share that registration is officially open for my boot camp. And in fact, today is the last day to sign up. So whether you are a brand new real estate agent, or maybe even if you have been in the business for quite a few years and you feel that you never got the right foundation for what it takes to be a successful, disciplined real estate agent, I highly recommend for you to sign up for my program. Once again, it takes place over the course of 4 weeks. Everything is inside of a private Facebook group, and I cover everything from communication, sales techniques, working with buyers and sellers, working with investors, and the list goes on and on. So pretty much everything that you need to know as a new real estate agent, or even a real estate agent that never got the right training, that got the right foundation to know exactly what to do to succeed. So make sure to visit my website, theloydofalaskas.com/new agent, to sign up. So now on to this episode. I want to talk about something that happened over the weekend. And if you are brand new, you probably haven't gone through this. Maybe you have. But I can tell you that this is definitely something you're going to be going through, especially as you start doing transactions. So I recently put a listing on the market. It's been on the market for about 10 days. And this is actually a seller that I cold called on New Year's Day. The seller came off the market. They sat on the market for over 130 days. No results. They told me that the agent did unauthorized price reductions. They never got any offers. And to me, this didn't make sense. So as I'm speaking to the homeowner, I was telling him, well, you know what? Is the property vacant? Are there tenants? What's the situation with it? And he told me that the property was vacant, and him and his family right now were thinking whether or not they should rent it, or if they should sell it, or they had no idea what they wanted to do. And I told him, well, wouldn't it be better to actually get it sold, especially because of the pandemic? There are a lot of eviction moratoriums going on because, some people can't pay rent. So it's kind of risky renting the property because you don't know who's going to go in there and whether or not they're going to rent the house and actually make the payments. So as I'm talking to him, we talked for 10, 15 minutes. He liked absolutely everything that I was saying. And he said, you know what? Everything sounds good. You said that you need 30 days or you can get the job done. Okay, just send over the paperwork. And to me, that sounded like way too good to be true. But I took that as a sign. I filled out all the paperwork on the zip forms, which is where we find all of our forms, like the contracts, net sheets, and all of that. So I filled that out. And also, once I finished my phone call with him, I sent a voice message, a video message to him, introducing myself so that he could put a face to the name. Because I wasn't sure if he was just messing around or maybe he was serious, but I wanted to make sure that he knew that I was serious about actually putting his property back on the market, because I knew for a fact that I could get it sold. And even in that video message, I told him, you know what? I'm ready to get to work for you. So I sent him everything. And yeah, long story short, him and his family ended up signing. I went and put the home on the market about 5 days later, got everything signed. I got a photographer. So fast forward to this weekend. So it has been on the market for 10 days. We actually ended up getting multiple offers. So if you're listening to this, you might be thinking, wait, you just said that the property sat on the market for almost 6 months or over 130 days. And now you're saying that you got multiple offers in 10 days. How is that even possible? So I made sure that we had a professional photographer take pictures of the property. It looks like the last agent took pictures just with his cell phone. So obviously I was not going to go that route. And I never go that route because I want to make sure that I do everything as professional as possible for my clients. So I invest in a photographer. We got brand new pictures. We got a video done as well. And that's how we were able to attract a lot of people. Not just that, but I made sure that the property was priced based on market value. And in this case, I went ahead and put the property back on the market for more than what it came off the market for. And yeah, fast forward to actually recently, we ended up getting multiple offers. We finally locked in an offer that was exactly what the client was looking for. And the point that I want to make in this video is what I'm about to talk to next. There is a lot that goes when it comes down to negotiation, looking at offers, and representing your client. There are a lot of emotions. People get very emotional, and sometimes you will find yourself spending a lot of time, and it almost feels like you're wasting time talking about certain things that are not really a big deal. So for example, in our case, the client, obviously the property was vacant. One of the bedrooms had a very small crack. It wasn't even anything major. It was just, you know, going in there, sanding it down, patching it up, painting it, and that's it. Well, anyway, we received an offer, and the buyer wanted that to be removed. Well, not removed. They actually wanted that little crack to be patched and painted. So I presented that to my seller, and they were like, you know what? We don't want that in the contract. So now began this going back and forth. And you will be going that, you'll have to go through that when you are in a transaction with whoever it is that you're representing. It might be your buyer or it might be your seller, where you feel like you're going back and forth over very small, little insignificant things, but to them it's a big deal. And sometimes they get very emotional. It's almost like they get offended when they see someone requesting a certain thing to be repaired or replaced, or for them to pay for a certain item. And the reality is that that's just going to happen. There are certain things that are going to be requested of, and you can't control the way that your client responds. You have to know that things are going to work out. If there is something that I have learned in the past almost 6 years of being in this business, is that I can't focus a lot of time into something that I have no control over. Because at the end of the day, things always work out. There is always a solution for everything. Whether that means the deal goes through or whether that means that the deal is not going to go through. Things always end up happening the way that they're supposed to be. So there's no point in me stressing about it or losing sleep about it or just being in a bad mood because a client is being very emotional. I can't let that affect me. If you let things like that affect you, what's going to happen is that you're going to spend a lot of time invested on a certain thing that is not even income producing. And if you've been listening, which I know many of you have, I always say you have to focus on income producing activities. And if you focus on things that are irrelevant, and maybe you might be thinking, well, these things are relevant. Yeah, make sure that you only allocate a certain period of your day to take care of these items. Because again, if you spend all day trying to negotiate a certain thing or going back and forth, then it becomes very emotional, and it becomes this emotional roller coaster where a lot of time and energy is spent into something that at the end of the day is going to work out anyway. So what we ended up doing in this case, because I had told the seller, you know what, you guys can take care of that patch. And she even told me, you were going to take care of that, but we want it removed from the contract. And the buyer's agent told me, well, if you send me another counter, I can't guarantee that my client's going to continue because I'm holding this together by a string and blah, 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 blah. So then what I told my client, I told her, you know what, go ahead and have your husband go and patch it and paint it or do whatever it is that he wants to do, because he does work in construction. So he went ahead and did that, took a picture, sent it to me. I sent that picture along with a counter and the purchase agreement signed, pending the signed counter. I sent it over to the buyer, to the buyer's agent, and then they signed. So here they were kind of complaining to me about that crack in the wall. And at the end of the day, they didn't complain when we sent over the picture that the work was done. So I just laughed when I saw that, because immediately once I sent that picture along with the counter and the purchase agreement signed, pending the acceptance of the counter, they signed it within the first 5 minutes. And I was laughing because here they were complaining 30 minutes, 2 hours before that. So it doesn't make sense. You're going to encounter a lot of agents and their clients that are very emotional. And at the end of the day, it's your job to make sure that you stay grounded, to make sure that you know and you tell yourself that things are going to work out. And it's not that of a deal breaker, or it's not the end of the world for you to just focus on a certain thing the entire day, because what's going to happen is that it's going to drain your energy. And then once things get resolved, you're going to be like, well, that was dumb. Why did I stress over it so much? So yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about in this podcast episode. So going back to this transaction, I mean, my client right now is super excited. She can't believe that the property actually sold in less than 30 days, just like I had mentioned to her father when I first spoke to him on New Year's Day. So they're selling that property. They're going to be purchasing another one. So it's going to be multiple transactions for me. So thanks again for listening. Make sure to check out my new in real estate bootcamp. Again, today, Monday, is the last day to sign up. Once again, visit loydavelasquez.com/new agent. And with that being said, I will see you on the next episode.